This year's Chattanooga Pup Crawl takes place Saturday, online, to raise funds for the Humane Educational Society. Taylor Hickson is with HES. Taylor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, raising a glass for homeless dogs and cats. That's why we're calling it a pup crawl.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us more about it, how it will work.
So last year we had our first annual pub crawl where you could actually go to all our different locations. And so we kind of wanted to come up with a way that everyone could still participate. We could still work with local breweries. It's something that everyone can do in their own comfort zone as far as COVID goes. So what you do is you sign up and then you will pick up your tasting kit at HES the day before the event. And in that kit, you'll have 5 locally brewed beers, a bottle of Chattanooga whiskey, some other swag. It's going to come in a really cool cooler you can use that has the event logos and our brewery logos. And you'll take that home and stick it in your fridge, refrigerate that overnight. And the next day, you're going to get an email from the Humane Society. And in there will be a video link about each beer. So that video will be a discussion with each of the brewers of that beer, kind of talking about how that beer is brewed, what tasting to expect, and things like that.
How did you all decide on this idea?
Frankly, for me, I was just tired of canceling events, and we needed to continue to have fundraisers because the animals need us to continue to have fundraisers. They're not going to stop needing us because there's a pandemic going on. So I kind of just wanted to think of a way that we could do it and everyone could still participate. We've kind of found this to be a way that we could continue to have a fundraiser, and it's something that everyone could do in their own comfort zone. I know a lot of people are doing backyard parties with friends, so we figured everyone could sign up for that, get their pub crawl kit, and meet together. A lot of people are just staying home with just their family or just their spouse, so people could participate as well. So it's something that everyone could do to support the Humane Society. Canceling a fundraiser just wasn't really an option for us because the animals are going to need us whether or not there's a pandemic going on.
Tell us more about the support that these animals need at this time.
So it's been very difficult as far as fundraising goes, and it's very difficult because we can't do our regular adoption events. A lot of times we do offsite adoption events, and a lot of times at those places, someone who wasn't expecting to adopt will meet an animal and fall in love and end up adopting. So we haven't been able to do any of that. It's been difficult navigating as far as just getting the animals out there to meet potential adopters. And we've had a lot of increase in our special needs animals. And of course, we helped with some of the hurricanes recently. So things like the pub crawl really help us provide funding for those animals when they need us.
And then how are you operating at this time?
So right now we're appointment only, which we hate not being able to have anyone walk in whenever we want. But it has had some benefits because we're able to spend more one-on-one time with adopters. So they might come in having a dog in mind that they saw online. And then after kind of spending some time and talking with our adoption counselors, they'll find out, you know, that dog might not be a great fit for them, but maybe they're a runner and here's a dog who is. Or maybe it turns out a cat is actually what they're looking for because they don't want to have to take a dog out for walks every day. So it's been really nice to spend a lot of time with them and kind of get to know them more and their lifestyle. And since we know the animal so well, we're really able to match make with them the perfect pet.
Again, people will be raising a glass for these homeless dogs and cats supplied by local breweries. Where can people go online for more information and to participate?
You can go to heschat.org and you can register there, see more about the event. We also have info on our Facebook page. So you can register there and learn more there as well.
All right. Taylor, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.